Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
So a strategy session episode like the one that you're about to hear today is a live recording of a strategy coaching call that I've had with one of my students, or sometimes these calls are with one of you, an Art of Paid Traffic listener. And on today's show, I'm talking with an entrepreneur whose name is Hauke Pasch from New Zealand. Now, Hauke is currently using Facebook ads for his wife's new baby sleep consulting business. I love this niche. In this niche, it's really important, as you might imagine, to build trust and relationships with prospective customers. So that's what this strategy session really focuses on. Some different ways that his wife can use Facebook ads and a Facebook ads funnel to build that trust, to build that relationship with their target audience of new moms while building brand awareness and generating sales for this new business. Let's jump into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the Art of Paid Traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Thanks for coming to hang out with me today for another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and I help you simplify online marketing strategies so that you can scale and create consistent income and freedom in your business. Hope you're having an awesome day today, whatever you're up to. And as I mentioned earlier, this is another strategy sessions episode where I'm talking with one of my students. His name is Hauke Pasch, and he's using Facebook ads to help build his wife's new baby sleep consulting business. I like this niche a lot. This is where they are helping new moms with newborns or very young children help those kids sleep better through the night. And they're at a point in their business where they're really just testing different strategies to see which one converts the best for getting people to sign up for their sleep consulting service. And one key thing you're going to hear in today's session with Hauke is the importance of having unique conversations with each of their different target audiences. Because as with any marketing, the more specific that conversation can be to the different audiences that we're speaking to, likely we should be able to convert higher than that. And so that's a big key for the conversation here today. In addition, you're going to learn how to use your own story and challenges that you have gone through in your personal life to position yourself as an authority in your niche. We talk about my thoughts on what Hauke might want to be testing as a lead magnet, and then how he can use a quiz to drive engagement and opt-ins for that lead magnet. I dive into his current Facebook ads targeting and also give suggestions for where he might be able to be making improvements with that targeting and how he's setting up his Facebook ad campaigns. We talk about ways that he could be implementing video, including Facebook Lives, to target their audience and grow their following, thus building awareness and thus selling more of these sleep consulting services and a whole lot more. Now, before we dive in, today's episode is sponsored by my brand new membership program, which is called the ROI Club. If you've been using Facebook ads for any amount of time now, or you're planning to use them, this membership is for you. You know that Facebook is always making changes to its ad platform, right? And it can feel like a full-time job just keeping up with all these updates. On top of that, putting together a Facebook ads funnel that's been proven to convert can be both intimidating and super time-consuming. These are the two big reasons for why I've created the ROI Club, to save you the hours of time, the energy, and the annoyance that it can take to stay up to date on all these updates and also put together proven sales funnels in your business. Now, when I'm talking about updates, these are really important updates that Facebook is making, and that once you know about them, they can help you get even better results with your Facebook ads. That's why, as a listener of the podcast here, I want to extend you a special invite to be a founding member of the ROI Club. As one of the 50 founding members, you're going to get 50% off the monthly membership price, and lock in that price for as long as you're a member, even when the price goes up, because this founding member price is going to be the lowest that the ROI Club membership price will ever be. Now, when you join the ROI Club, each month you're going to get a live State of the Union webinar from me each month, where I'll demystify the latest Facebook ad updates that they've rolled out to its ad platform, like new features, policy updates that you need to be aware of, changes, etc. You know, the stuff that you need to be aware of if you want to be getting the best results possible on today's Facebook. Also, for that live State of the Union, I'm also going to include a live Q&A session with me where you can ask me anything related to Facebook ads, the updates, online marketing, whatever. In addition, you're going to get a monthly complete plug and play proven Facebook funnel framework, that's a mouthful, to save you a ton of time and energy. In addition to these funnels, I'm going to be mixing in case studies and breaking these case studies down and funnels for you. Also, there's going to be a video where I walk you through how to use the funnel to make it work in your business. And finally, access to call recordings and all the membership materials from your very own private membership portal for the ROI Club. So if you'd like to jump in as a founding member and lock in 50% off the monthly membership, go to rickmulready.com/ROI Club. Again, that's rickmulready.com/ROI Club. All right, let's jump into today's strategy session with Hauke Pasch.
I'm in New Zealand at the moment. I live there, but I'm on the South Island at the moment.
Okay.
So kind of on holiday.
Nice.
That's why we had to reschedule, because there was a bit of a bad weather with cyclone and everything. So it was a bit rough here for a few days. So yeah.
Gotcha.
But all good now. Yeah.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing really good.
Yeah. So. Yeah, amazing things happening. Just saw your last post on your email.
Oh, cool.
To
yeah.
The podcast yet? Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about the big takeaways from last week between the two conferences. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I have gone through the training. I have to admit, I'm probably not as far as I would have liked to be with all my sort of Facebook ads and everything. I mean, I have used quite a few of them, but so in terms of like, taking it to the level of like an ad manager, I don't think I'm there yet, but I have a couple of things to work on.
Sure.
And what I would like to talk to you about today is I don't know if I mentioned it before at some point, but so I'm using the Facebook ads for my wife's business, which is like a baby sleep consulting.
Oh, okay.
Business. I don't know if you know anything about that, so that basically helps.
I don't have any kids yet, but I've heard that that's a thing, like as far as like helping new parents with that. I think it's super cool.
Yeah. So it's like, basically, as you can imagine, babies don't sleep too well all the time. And so my wife has done this course to become a baby sleep consultant to basically help mother. And so like basically strategies that you can use for different age groups. So when you've got a newborn, it's a bit different than for like a 1 year old or something, you know?
Okay.
So quite set age groups there as well, which I'm saying that because it's important for the targeting as well.
Yeah.
And so she's just starting out. So it's not like I know that you always talk in your training about it'd be good to have like an established like sales funnel that works. But at the moment, it's just sort of trying what works and figuring out. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can sort of explain you what I am planning to do. So I started to sort of work on a landing page for it. And I can send you a link. It's pretty basic at this point and not like completely ready with content. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, I can send you a link, and I could also send you what I'm planning to do in terms of a funnel. I'd sort of use like a sketchbook for that to sort of draw out how I'm planning to do it. So basically the offer would be that people can schedule like a free 15 minutes chat with her.
Yep.
Which she then can use to sort of establish some strategies that are working, and then hopefully use that to convert those people to sell them the proper assessment, which is normally like $150 for like a phone consultation.
Yeah.
But the idea was to say, hey, you could schedule, if you want to go ahead, you could schedule it with me now and you get it for $100.
Sure.
And also, but you have to do it within 48 hours. That's what I was thinking, you know.
So, after the she's selling a service package, if you will, like consulting package type of thing, coaching, that sort of thing. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like that, yeah.
Is she doing any kind of, is she creating any kind of content to position herself as a resource in this field?
Yeah, she hasn't done too much yet. I mean, she's got a Facebook page, not too many followers yet. As I said, she just started out. The idea is that she will create some content that is specific to those groups as well, like because as I said, different age groups and different issues to do that, but she hasn't done so yet. But that is also the plan, and I thought that you might go that way as well, like looking through your training stuff, that this might be the other way of sort of creating content and then basically get people used to your personality and your content as well. Yeah,
I think because I go right there is simply because this type of niche is very, it's a very personal, you know, very personal type of need. And so people are going to need that type of connection, that type of trust, that type of relationship, if you will, with somebody. If I'm going to ask somebody about, you know, I want to know more about them. I want to know more about their expertise and their experience. And so I'm assuming you guys have kids. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you guys. So the story is you guys have gone through it yourselves. You know, you've overcome this problem, this challenge that, you know, your wife's now become certified, and just basically just telling her story. Now, it would be good to start creating this content on a regular basis. I mean, and this could be as simple as just jumping on like this on Facebook Live and just start sharing tips and stuff like that. Just to, I mean, that doesn't necessarily need to be a precursor to running ads, but I think getting a little bit out there would be very helpful. And just sort of setting that in motion of, you know what, I'm going to begin creating content around this while we build, you know, in order to build a business.
Yeah.
You said something there that popped into my mind. It made me click a little bit where I think you used the word assessment on. Yeah. I think that could be a really cool lead magnet, for example, to like they fill out the assessment and the assessment qualifies them, if you will, for, you know, a 15-minute strategy or not, I don't know if you want to call it a strategy call, but whatever.
But essentially it is, but it's good. I like the idea of like a lead magnet because you could say look, almost like a quiz that tells you, hey,
exactly
you, basically where you're sitting in terms of your need to have a consultant, and then also you pre-qualify those people because it would have been a question that I had because we did Facebook ads for like when she was doing the course to forget like volunteer clients.
Yeah.
And so we got quite a few actually. It was a good response, but then there was a lot of rubbish in there as well that people didn't go through because it was free, you know. I don't think you would have the issue now when you go for a paid service, but in that case we had a few issues where people said, oh yeah, help me, I need your help and get me started, and then you don't hear back from them because it's a free thing, you know.
Always happens.
And so I guess the pre-qualification through such an assessment is a great idea. Do you have any ideas or tips how you could approach that in terms of like technically, I know that you once talked about quizzes in one of your podcasts. Is that a way that you would suggest, or?
Well, you could definitely do a quiz for sure, and you could do. I'd have to go back and look at the quiz tools that you can use. I can Skype those over to you, but you know, certainly you can do a. You can. I mean, the, from an ads perspective, you can just say that it's a quiz. Like, take the quiz to do, you know, blah blah blah, or to see if, you know. I don't know your wife's specialty. So however the language is there, you could say take the quiz to do whatever.
Yeah.
From the quiz perspective, try not to overcomplicate it. I mean, you could do like, I'd have to go back and look at the tools there for the quiz. I'm blanking on the names of the tools there. But yeah, you can totally do that.
Yeah,
you could do like a type form, which is pretty easy. That, you know, they just fill in a field, and based on how they're answering, it takes them to the next, you know, to the next question. Yeah, you can do that pretty simply. Like, you don't have to overcomplicate that at all.
Yeah. Okay. That's I like the idea of like,
real quick. Sorry to cut you off there. Just make sure that at the end of the quiz, that's when they're opting in. Right. So they're giving you their information to get the results and the next step, because that's what they really need.
Okay. So rather than, because at the moment, the way I had set it up and intended to do is was like, you know, a Calendly thing like you do as well.
Yep.
So that they can just sort of schedule their appointment, basically. But from what you're saying now, maybe it'd be good to have like a step before that.
Well, I mean, I'd be testing all of those things, you know, but like you found there, oftentimes when somebody is just scheduling a time on Calendly like that, they say that they're interested, but then they don't show up, and you know, your wife is, her time is being wasted, you know, so you don't want that. So I would say if it's working, continue to test it, but also you can put that sort of extra step in there, which is with that assessment, for example. That's just one idea to, you know, one other hoop, if you will, for them to jump through before they get on the phone with your wife.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think it makes sense that I send you the landing page, or is it better to just talk about other things? Because I do have a few. Yeah.
Completely up to you. Yeah, we have about, I mean, it's totally up to you. Yeah, we got about 8-10 minutes now. So however you want to use that, for sure.
Yes, definitely. I'll send you the link to the landing page anyway, but also the other thing, and what I'm going to send to you maybe is the audience, because that's the other thing that I want to talk to you about is the audience size. So at the moment, so because we're New Zealand based, we thought we'd start out with New Zealand moms, I guess, because you can build a relationship a bit easier. It's better in terms of time zones and everything. Having said that, you probably know that New Zealand is a pretty small country.
Yeah.
And the audience size there, which I actually took a screenshot of those as well, which I might actually flick you through as well, that you get an idea what I'm talking about. So there are like two of them. So the New Zealand one is around like 600K, 600,000, which I think is quite a lot for the size of the country, actually. I'm not sure.
600,000?
Yeah, like because there's only like 4.5 million living here. So I thought it's quite big, but if you look at it, you might have a thought on that. And then I thought in comparison, if that is too small, because I know you talk about like big audience sizes sometimes as well, I just use the same, just adding it to Australia and the UK as well, just in terms of, because it's probably similar in terms of culture, language, and everything.
I'm just looking at your, we're just looking at your interest rate. I'm just looking at your interest rate. Like, so newborn, baby and mom, motherhood, it could be okay. It could be a little bit broad. New baby products, new baby products that I would think that'd be okay. New baby parenting could be another broad one right there. I think that would, if you remove parenting, I'm guessing that 630K goes down quite a bit. Same thing with working mother. I'm just guessing right now. Obviously, you don't know until you test. Newborn baby, toddler? Yeah, toddler. Working moms or family, home composition, family-based households. I mean, the ones for me that I like the most out of those are like obviously the newborns and the baby and the moms. That's like new baby products, that sort of thing. And then the parents of new parents, 0 to 12, parents with toddlers, 0 to 1 to 2. I might kind of break those out and test those, like the parents 0 to 12. And I mean, you and your wife know this the best. I'm assuming that those problems with sleeping are a little bit different than, say, like a 1 to 2 year old.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. So I was going to say, you want to have that specific conversation with that group of moms, right? Yeah. So women between 24 and 45 who are new parents of kids 0 to 12, it's going to be a much smaller audience in New Zealand. So I agree, maybe Australia and the UK, adding that in there. And I would say you probably get a pretty decent size at that point. And then also doing the same thing with parents with toddlers 1 to 2, because again, the conversation is going to be a little bit different there. And then I'd have maybe another ad set where it's more of the rest of the, what you have right here, like interests, like newborn, baby and mom, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Because that's a thing that I thought about. The landing pages, like, you're totally right. So there are, in fact, like four different age groups, say between newborn and 2 years. So it's like zero, like newborn, then there's like 0 to 3 or 0 to 6 month, I think, then 6 to 12 month, and then 1 to 2 years, basically.
Yeah.
And then older than 2 years. So they're different conversations. I guess the first year is probably a little bit, it's quite hard to target it that specifically, because I don't know how accurate that is on Facebook with those dates, and that's where I suppose you need to talk to them in the ad copy. Is that
exactly? I was just going to say, yep.
What do you would think? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Get as targeted as you can, and then use the ad itself to speak directly to who you want to speak to.
Yeah. Okay. And then on the landing page, I thought even if we had like four different ad sets that going to different ad landing pages, the one talks about the issue specifically for say the newborn
ones. Ideally, yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Because then it resonates with them much better once they get there and say, oh yeah, actually, she knows exactly my problems.
Exactly.
That's the idea.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Okay. And it's easy to do that with whatever landing page tool that you're using, because you can just create one, duplicate it, change a little bit, boom, you're done. Do the same and repeat that. Yep.
And what I was also thinking, even like having like on that landing page, like a little video where she's talking about that, so people see a person, the person, rather than just like text and like an image or something, you know?
Yep. I'd have her doing video ads as well.
Yeah, okay. Any suggestions there? Content in there? Like,
Well, the easiest thing to do would be to do a Facebook Live, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, again, if you're going to be targeting these different groups of you know, moms with certain age kids, that's going to be a couple of different Facebook Lives. But just in the video, you're talking about, you know, the challenge, then she's introducing herself, establishing her credibility and authority as someone who can help, who's someone who's been through this, certified, blah blah blah, and then you know, then share a couple of tips and strategies that will be helpful, and then just, you know, then finish with a call to action of what the next step that she wants people to take.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's excellent. I think that's good. Yeah. Maybe
if she doesn't want to do Facebook Live, just grab the phone, you know, grab the smartphone and record similar format like we just talked about. But if she doesn't want to do a Facebook Live and she wants to do it a couple times to feel comfortable with it, grab the phone and start recording.
Just make it a post, basically, a video post then.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
You can use it as an ad, yeah.
Yep.
With Facebook Live, say if you only have like a really small Facebook following, how do you get people to visit or attend your Facebook Live?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the attendance goes, obviously the video is going to start out by being shown to your fans. She could put in the comments that are in the copy above the video where she's describing it that, hey, you know, let people know what she's going to be talking about, and then to invite their friends who they feel like this would be helpful for. So it might start off super small, which is totally fine, because then you can, if she feels good about it and she has the call to action in there, then she can take that Facebook Live and target it to what we're looking at right here as far as, you know, new parents, 0 to 12 or whatever. So yeah. It's just a matter of creating that piece of content and asking people to, hey, share this with somebody who you think would this would be helpful for, or tag a new mom that you think would be helpful or that you think would find value in this. And then you can turn it into an ad and target, you know, very specifically who you want to reach.
Okay, that's good. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's good. Yeah, I'm conscious of time. It's probably coming to an end now.
Yeah.
Any sort of final or overall suggestions?
Yeah, I would just say you have a couple of different strategies to be testing here. And so, yep. You know, keep your budget small. You don't need to be testing, you know, hundreds of dollars a day in order to dial this in. Yeah, just start testing small, but don't get super locked into one strategy, you know, because like I said, you got different targeting that you could do. I think the big takeaway here for you is that make sure that you're having the specific conversations to the moms with the kids between the certain age groups, because that's a different conversation based on how old the kid is.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. So a lot of people don't do that. They have one conversation to a big group of people. And the more specific that conversation can be to the right audience, the better and the higher the conversion that you're going to have.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, that's I'm totally conscious of that, because especially like, I guess they change a lot. That's an issue where like with the email lists where like,
yeah,
because
yeah.
The kids grow up basically. So then you can't talk to them once right. They sign up. They're at a different stage then, you know?
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the niche. Honestly, I love it. So please keep me updated on how things are going.
We do. Yeah. Okay. Right. Fingers crossed.
All right, man.
Okay.
Good to chat with you.
Thanks for your time. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, here's another thing I am super pumped to share with you. If you're looking for hands-on help with your Facebook ads, then I want to invite you to join my team and me for my FBA live event here in San Diego this coming May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Now, FBA Live, this is my live implementation workshop. I do this twice a year, May and December, and we're going to actually be working on your Facebook ads campaigns together, in addition to having conversations around strategy and areas for improvement for your campaigns. I also have amazing guest speakers come in to speak with you. Facebook ads, as we know, are always changing, and my goal is to have you walking away from this event with things set up the right way and improvements made to your ad campaigns. Now, so that my team and I can have the biggest impact on working with you, I limit the number of spots to just 50 people, and these workshops always fill up. So to learn more and reserve your spot, go to rickmulready.com/FBA live. Again, the link is rickmulready.com/FBA live. I love doing these workshops, hanging out with you for a few days and really moving your Facebook ads and your business forward. Again, that URL is rickmulready.com/FBA live. And I can't wait to see you here in San Diego in May. All right. I hope you got a lot out of today's strategy session. And thank you again for listening to the show today. Really appreciate it as always. Coming up in a few days, I've got another awesome episode coming your way. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.